This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. After 2 days of delays, NASA's New Horizons space probe blasted off today. The unmanned spacecraft is the first-ever mission to Pluto, a planet so distant it will be 9 years before data starts reaching Earth. Just hours before the launch, NASA reported on another mission, which took 7 years to complete. The Stardust spacecraft landed Sunday in Utah after a 3-billion-mile journey to the comet Veald 2. Its cargo of cosmic particles is now at the Johnson Space Center in Houston, where scientists are ecstatic about what they're seeing. NPR's Howard Berkus has the story.
Stardust scientists can't believe their good fortune so far, starting with the break in the weather Sunday as the space capsule drifted to Earth. Peter Tso of NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory is one of Stardust's lead scientists.
A homecoming is almost a miraculous. The weather just about a couple of hours before, it's all dark, and it was snow and rain, and it really threatened us. For some reason, must be some divine opening the window for the few hours, because after they landed safely, then we had a heavy snowstorm.
That sense of a miraculous event continued Tuesday when the Stardust sample canister arrived at the Johnson Space Center in Houston. The scientists that cracked it open became the first humans ever to peer at comet particles firsthand. They included astronomer Don Brownlee of the University of Washington.
At this point in time, we're absolutely thrilled. It's totally remarkable to have a fully successful mission. You know, of all the things that can go wrong, either in space or even scientifically, none of the bad things happened, and everything really exceeded our wildest expectations.
Brownlee says Stardust collector tray holds perhaps a million particles of comet dust on one side and maybe 200 grains of stardust on the other. There were fears the particles would explode on impact with the collector tray, but the minutely dense gel that captured them appears to have cushioned the collisions. Study of these particles could help test theories about the origins of the solar system, the planet Earth, and life on Earth, suggests Mike Zielinski of the Johnson Space Center.
Much of the Earth's water and organics, you know, the molecules in our bodies, perhaps came from comets. So what will these samples tell us about basically where our atoms and molecules came from and how they were delivered to Earth and what amounts? And basically, it's like looking at our great-great-grandparents.
There's solid material to refer to now as scientists contemplate the origins of life, Earth, and the solar system. Don Brownlee of the University of Washington.
For all the ideas and theories that people might have, we have some sort of real ground truth. We have actual samples of the materials the solar system was formed from.
160 scientists around the world will do the research, and 65,000 volunteers, average folks with home computers, have signed up to help locate the smallest particles of stardust. NASA will provide images of portions of the collector cells, and the volunteers will scrutinize them for particles. The Stardust scientists hope to announce their first scientific findings in a little more than a month. They believe they have enough star and comet dust to keep researchers busy for decades. Howard Berkus, NPR News.